Okay, we're on Tess Zion, Ahmed Aleph. Okay. Yeah.
That's all you got.
Yeah, we did Kuzari yesterday.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, at the beginning. So we're gonna start from the Ibailahu though. We're gonna start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Yeah? Ibailahu. They had a question. Ain Shom offer. There's no offer over there under the tile or around in the vicinity. Mo Shiitain Afer. Can you use Afer instead? Okay, ashes for the sota. Okay, so Haliba de Beis Shammai, Loti Boiloch. Haliba de Beis Shammai, it's a no starter. Yeah, de Omri Loi Matsino Afer. We don't find Afer should carry Afer. Afer cannot be interchanged with Afer. Kiti Boiloch, when we were asking, is according to de Beis Hillel. Right, de Amri, that they say, Matsinu Afer Shikori Offer. They find Afer that is called Offer with regards to, let's talk about the Paroduma, and that has a halakhic relevance in Kisui Adam. That means you could cover the blood with ashes instead of dirt. So how's that going to affect us in the Sota over here? Could you use Afer instead of Offer? Right. Afelgav Ikri Offer, even though it's called, Afer is called Offer with regards to covering blood, Hacha over here, it says Bekarka HaMishkan, which Karka HaMishkan means, Ksiv, which means dirt. Okay. Or perhaps, or Dilma, Hi Bekarka HaMishkan, this Bekarka HaMishkan, look at it, we already basically, it's already been used. It's look at the Isi Ben Yehuda, or look at the Isi Ben Menachem who, the Ossi. I mean, it came from those previous limudim. Either one, it's coming to tell us that the mitzvah sota applies in the Beis HaMikdash as well as the Mishkan. Or alternatively, it's coming to tell us that we require to basically, ideally, for it to be from the ground of the Mishkan. If not, you bring a bit from outside and you put it on the ground of the Mishkan and then you take it in. So therefore, since that posuk's already used up, so therefore we're not going to use it to limit us, and we're going to just use the general rule that offer and afer are interchangeable. So therefore, you could use afer for the sota. Basically, generally, according to Beis Hillel, afer and offer are interchangeable. Meaning, even when there's a requirement for offer, in Kisui Adam, you're supposed to use Afer. The Torah says Afer. Nevertheless, you're allowed to use Afer because it's interchangeable. So too with Sota, you would be able to do that. You've got a posuk that says Bekarka HaMishkan, which seems to stipulate it needs to be only from the ground. But maybe that posuk was used for something else, and therefore we're not going to use it to limit us in this case. We'll just use. There's the ones who used it.
Therefore, it's open to interchangeable.
Therefore, we don't have that reduction, that limitation. I mean, it's...
Now, this has to say it's ground.
Okay, Tashma. What's that? Yeah, right. No, it is. It is good for Kisui Adam.
You said offer, but
not this is talking about... That's the question. You'll see. Okay, let's carry on. Tashma. Right, let's see. Okay, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, B'shloisha Mekoimos, that in three places, halacha means halacha Moshe B'Sinai, right? Oikeves, or kind of like, here it's translated as like Oikeres, the Mikra. It goes against the Mikra and it trumps the Mikra. meaning you've got the Pasuk says one thing. If you read the Torah, you're going to say you come out with one thing, but the Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai says don't do that. For example, like this. Number one, a Torah Omra, Torah says, Ba'afar, with regards to Kisri Adam, right? But Halacha, the Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai says, B'kol Davar, you can use anything, meaning you can use ashes, or you can use, right? It's basically, you're not limited, you just got to cover up the blood. Number two, a Torah Omra, B'ta'ar, the Torah says that a nausea, yeah, is not allowed to shave his head with like a razor, with a shaving machine. Yeah, the halacha Moshe Sinai says, b'chol davar, right, even scissors you're not allowed to cut his hair with. Yeah, you could go to good point. Good point. Rashi is bothered with that. Yes. No, so Rashi says that, but it's going to, in a certain sense, there's it's going to create a, one explanation he gives, it's going to create a chiyuv of malchus. That means if a person would cut his hair with scissors, right, yeah, therefore he's going to get whipped. And the Torah doesn't want a person to be whipped in a certain sense when he's not supposed to. So in a certain sense, you're basically creating a new whipping or something. He deals with it. Very good. Very good. You are okay. A Torah Omra. Now, number three, a Torah Omra said, safer. With regards to a get, it has to be in a safer, right? Which means like a klaf, right? You know, the general thing that what you write a safer Torah on, or something like that. And the halacha Moshe Mishinai says, b'chol davar, right? You can use even paper or whatever, you know. So, now that's the end of the brisa. Now, the im isa, and if it's true, yeah, that you can use ashes for the sota, lichshov, also enumerate, right, list, nami, hi, you should also put this in the list. Now, why was sota omitted? So, answers the Gemara, Tana Vashaya. No, sometimes when it's not an exhaustive list, we don't put everything in. So it just let that one out. But the rule is, yeah, when you leave one thing out, it has to be. You don't leave one thing out. You leave a couple of things out. You just leave one thing out. So it's my shire to high shire, right? What that it left over, it left something else. Basically, if you've got a list in a Mishnah or a Braisa, right, sometimes we don't list everything, so we'll leave something out. But if it's just, we don't leave out one thing.
Why not?
What's that? I suppose you may as well just list it. I'm not sure. But I have to check this. I understood because it's only just one thing.
Right.
You know, you may as well, yeah.
There's a reason, because
when you
the list is too long.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just one more.
Right, exactly. So that's there. Right, so therefore, it must be that there's a couple of things that are left out, and so therefore we need to find another thing left out for this to be true.
Oh.
Okay.
So
we're saying only listed three things, right? So that he didn't list Sota.
Where's the Sota operating from what to what?
Because so let's begin out. Yeah, it says offer. You're supposed to put dirt in the water. Yeah. And we're saying that maybe you can use ashes. Okay. So now, answer the Gemara, Shaya Matsura. We left Matsura out, right? This is another thing that basically the halacha goes against the Pesukim. Yeah, the Tanya. Vahaya b'yom ha-shvi. And it will be on the seventh day. Yigaleach es kol sa'aro. He will shave off all of his hair. This is part of the purification process of the Matsura, right? That's a klal. Right, because it says all of his hair, right. Es roishoy, and it says it's the hair. I mean, his head, meaning the hair on his head. Take a haircut. Es zikno, a beard trim. Well, remove it, I suppose. Yeah, more than a trim. But es gabois enav, also his eyebrows. Yeah, is prat. That's a prat. It means it's very specific. But es kol saaro yigaleach. But when the pasuk continues and says all of his hair he should shave, that's chazer or klal. That's a general term, so that's a klal. So this is the rule of klal, ufrat, or klal, right? It's one of the yud gimel midos. E-Atar, Dan, you can only judge, meaning we mean learn out. Elika, Aina Prat, like the Prat, like the specific, yeah, it has to be similar to the specific, yeah? Ma the Prat, the specific, is Mufurash, right? Is a Mokum Kinuseya, is a place of Kinuseya, means gathered hair, means hair gathered together. I mean, not maybe it's like not the hair, maybe I'm not a good example, but hair on the body generally isn't so clumped, thank you, clumped together, right? The Nirad is also visible, right? So it has to be clumped, visible hair together. We'll see, yeah? So Af Kol, Mokum, Kinuseya, so to all like clumped hair, Venera, and it's visible. My Rabbi, so what is that coming to include? It's coming to include Rabbi, right, Seyar Raglayim. It includes the hair of the legs, but which this is a lotion of a, it means pubic hair. Basically, it's a way of saying it. Okay? And my Miate, what does it exclude? Which hair you do not have to shave off in the Matsura? Miate, yeah? The base of Shechi, the armpit, because even though it's clumped, but it's not visible when you, because when you hold your right, the kule gufe, and also the hair of his body. No, because when if you're naked, you can. He's got your hair. I suppose he's got his. He's got his hands that are out there. I suppose the normal.
When you go to the mikveh, you've got your hands out because they're covering the pubic.
No, okay, very good. Very good, Gil. That was really good. What a catcher. Okay. Listen to this. This is the main point. The Hilchasa, the Halacha is, yeah, right? So as far as if you learn from the Torah is, right, we just came out, as far as the Torah is concerned, you do not have to shave your armpits or your body hair. Okay? Now, the Hilchasa and the Halacha Moshe Mesinai says, Megaleach Kedelas, you've got to shave yourself like a pumpkin.
Everything.
Every single thing. Even your... like a pumpkin. Even your armpits. Right? So Ditanan, we're going to prove that now. Yeah? But Lo Lahakif, he comes to Lahakif, right, this is talking about basically to remove his hair. Esa Metzora, the Metzora, Ma'avir Ta'ar, he brings over himself a razor, Al Kol Besoro, on all of his body.
Even though you're over a
laugh,
right?
Well, there's no laugh. I mean, you mean right, yeah.
There's a
laugh,
you put a plaster tar on your face.
Yes, correct, cut off your... We actually call it, normally we say this, Bal Takif, means to like encircle, means to cut all your hair off. To even to cut your pears off, so but it means over here it's a borrowed term, I think. It basically means to shave. Yeah, but this is one of the cases where the mitzvah overrides the prohibition. Yeah, you would basically shave off all his hair and his pears. Yeah. Okay, this is talking about the first shave. In the procedure of the Matura, first thing he does is shave all his body, and then he waits 7 days, and then he shaves all his body again. So the Katani Sefer, it says in the Sefer over there, Obayom Shvi'i Megalchoi, and the seventh day you will shave him. Tiglachas Shnia, the second shaving is Tiglachas, is like the first one. Tiglachas Rishona. So we've just proved now, yeah, that we've got another case where we see that the Halacha Moshe Mesinai, it uproots the Pesukim. So therefore, it's an exhaustive list. We skipped Metzora, and we also skipped Sota. And so therefore, Sota can be done with ashes. Okay, so Amar Rav Nachman, we're going to have three answers. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Ki Koshiv Halacha Ukeves. We're going to push it off. We're going to say Matsura was not left out. Why? Because when do we enumerate Halacha Ukeves, that the Halacha uproots the Mikra, the Pesukim, right? Ha! Did I jump over here?
No.
Okay. Oh, Mikra. No, again. So I'm gonna read this right. Kika, Hoshiv, Halaka, Okevas is when it's Mikra, it's Pesukim. When do we enumerate all these things that we said in the list? These three things, it went against the Pasuk, right? It says Afar for the Kisri Adam, and we say it's, you can use anything, right? But here, this case over here with Metzora, Okevas Midrabanan. It's only Okevas Midrabanan, because over here it wasn't something that was. So this is a big opening of a can of worms over here, but this over here was just learned out from a drasha. It was learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos, right? So therefore, it's considered a derabbanan.
But here,
Metzora. Yeah, which so that is actually a machlok as we've shown him. It's something that's learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos. If it's considered a din deraisa or a din derabbanan, I always assumed it was a din deraisa. What's that? Yes, but we're saying Matsura wasn't left out because it would never be listed, right? It has to be that it would be potentially be listed, and then we exclude it from the list, right?
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point. We're down to what. So that's the whole thing. It is because it's learned out of it means from the Yud Gimel Midos.
Which aspect of
the aspect of the that? Yeah. The armpits with regards to the what? The armpits right. And the body hair, yeah. We learned out from a klal ufrat or klal, right? So that addition, right? That you don't, or I suppose the pubic hair that it added to me. I don't know if it's right that. That was learned out from the. Okay. Now, that's one answer. So therefore, the kasha comes back, right? Because therefore, there's only one thing missed out. Rapapa Rama, Kiko Hoshiv, when we're enumerating our three things, yeah? Halacha Oikevis for Oikeres. When it's halacha, it's basically here's the Oikevis and Oikeres. I'm in problems now because I'm translating. Kevis is Okeres. But it basically, when it uproots something, meaning it's going against what the Torah says, yeah? Ha Okeves, this Okeves, I don't know how to translate that now.